Leprosy, a chronic infectious disease which has become a public health problem in Nigeria and a few other countries, with a yearly cases of 1,000 or more. According to World Health Organization, 127,558 new leprosy cases were detected globally in 2020, and about 18 states in Nigeria are still endemic for the disease, which comes with symptoms such as growth nodules on the skin, thick or dry skin, and painless lump on the face, as well as earlobes. Stakeholders in the health sector, especially government at all levels, are making frantic efforts to ensure that leprosy patients have access to quality healthcare service. Speaking with Radio Nigeria, Ondo State Programs Manager for Tuberculosis, Leprosy and Borreliosis Control Program, Dr. Olufemi Aina, said that leprosy disease does not spread through touching, but can be transmitted through droplets of an infected person.
Could also be through direct contact with the skin of the person that has leprosy. Once you or the other person who does not have leprosy and is contacting from someone who has not been treated.
Dr. Aina said as much as the disease could be nipped in the bud if detected early, the fear of stigmatization often prevents sufferers from seeking prompt treatment when they notice leprosy symptoms.
Leprosy is not a death sentence. Leprosy is not something that you run away from everybody who has been diagnosed to have leprosy. After the first month on medication, person is assumed to be off transmission of the disease.
Speaking on the theme for this year's World Leprosy Day, United for Dignity, Dr. Aina enjoined people to support people living with leprosy rather than discriminating against them. Radio Nigeria also sought to know the level of awareness on leprosy among residents of Akure, Ondo State. Mrs. Itunu Ogudowole and Kola Oni said they were aware of the disease but called on government and other stakeholders to step up advocacy against stigmatizing people living with leprosy in the society.
We shouldn't only leave it to the NGOs, and the government should be responsive in this regard so that we can totally eradicate, if not totally, but at least make it to go down to the barest minimum.
Government should improve more on their advocacy awareness on leprosy and give those who have the disease quality health care.
World Leprosy Day is commemorated every last Sunday in January to raise awareness on the disease. In Akure, Oluwatosin Igotegwono, Radio Nigeria.